I'd like to talk a little bit about the halachis of negiya, the halachis of negiya to an erva, the makairis, and how our gemara, our small piece of gemara here, plays a big role in the paiskim and the halach lamaisa of what we call negiya shalai b'derechiba. So let me explain by starting from the makairis of the nidain. There's a Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Lo Yisaseh Shinun Gimel. It's also in the Hilchos Issurei Biya. The Rambam says that the Isser of Chibuk and Nishuk to an Erva is an Isser Dairaisa. The Torah says, Leisikravu Legalis Erva. Leisikravu, don't come close. Don't bring yourself to somebody that can bring a person to Znus. And from there, the Rambam says that if somebody hugs or touches in a loving way somebody who's an erva to him, that's an issa d'oraisa. It's an issa d'oraisa. It says karis in the parsha. He says no. It says in nichrasa hanefashes ha'isais. The karis is only nefashes ha'isais. Those who do a ma'aseh nos mamish. But alav, there's a lav of leisikravu legalis erva on any chibuk and nishuk. The Ramban, in his Hagoyis and Sefer HaMitzvahs, he argues, he says, no, Leisikravu is not like the arguing Taich. The Ramban says Leisikravu doesn't mean other things. We find for a Lashon of Bia, Atikshu Aliisha, Lashon Kravus. The Ramban learns this and their ice is only the Maisa Bia itself, and in Yonim of Chibuk and Nishuk are not Isurim Dereisa. It brings a Raya from our Gemara, the Ramban. Bring some Awi Gemara. The Gemara said Ula was Menashek, his sisters, he was Menashek. It will be an Issa D'oraisa, so Sikravu Legalei Serva, he couldn't do it. The Ramban brings a Raya from this Gemara that there's no Issa at all on Chibuk and Nishuk, certainly no Issa D'oraisa on Chibuk and Nishuk. There's the Hagois in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. It's called Megillas Esther. It's not quoted that often. It's very hard to quote Megillas Esther. Everyone thinks you're quoting Megillas Esther. But there's Hagois there to defend the Rambam from the Ramban. And there he says the Yesod, which really the place can take, at least the Shach takes for Halacha. He says that the Rambam is right. Leisikravu is Kravus. He's Marif to show that Leisikravu meets Kravus. The Raya from our Gemara. So he says that there's a difference between what he calls Negiya Derechiba, touching a woman in, I'll call a romantic way, Derechiba, in a way of showing love, and Negiya Shalayba Derechiba, and touching a woman Shalai b'derechiba, not in the way that shows Ava. He says that's not Aser. This is like Sikravu Lagaris Erva, a type of touching which could bring a person to Erva. But otherwise, the Gia She'enai Shel Chiba is not Aser. And this aside, the Shach brings Lahalacha, it's in Yeridei Simikufnun Zayin, it's a Kut Yud. He passed his Lahalacha that the Issa Negiya is only Negiya Derechiba. And any negiya that shalai b'derechiba is bechlal not aser, and he means the same lashon. Mahad ashkachina ba'meiroyim shayu v'nashkim v'naseyem v'achiseyem. He brings this gemara that we find that they kissed their sisters. So we see that obviously it's chibuk and nishuk. Obviously it's only aser derechiba, and it's not aser if it's not derechiba. That's the psak of the shach. And Rav Moshe writes in this tshuva in Yerdei Chelek Beis, tshuva Yadalit. Someone asked him if you're allowed to go on the New York subways during rush hour, where I'm not experienced, but some of you may be, where it's inevitable that you're going to come into physical contact with other people of the opposite gender. So it's negiya. So Rav Moshe writes, then the Gia Sheina Shalchiba is not even Issad Rabbanon, it's the Chlamad Asa. The Gia Shalchiba is a Deraisa like the Rambam and the Rabbanon like the Ramban. The Gia Sheina Shalchiba, incidental Negiya, is Bechlal Nad Asa. And therefore, he says that you're allowed to go on the subway. So we'll talk about that shortly. I want to mention that. Now, the Shach himself writes at the end that this is not like the Beis Yosef in Siman Kuf Tzadik Hei, Hilchos Nida. The Beis Yosef in Kuf Tzadik Hei says that if a husband is a doctor and he wants Lamashon Shmedefek, it's some type of massaging of his wife, of her body for refuah purposes, when she's a Nida, the Shach says that it's Aser. Rather, the Beis Yosef says it's Aser Chutz Mimakim Sakana. Now that's the Gia Sheina Shalchiba. It's a doctor doing a refuah. And still, so the Shach he asks, he says the like of Beis Yosef, and in Kuf Tzadik Hei, in Kamal Chav, the Shach is matriya again on the Beis Yosef. He says the Gia Sheina Shalchiba is mutter. That's it. Doctors treat female patients all the time. So he doesn't understand. The Beis Yosef seems to hold its Aser. So the Shach ends with a tzarachin on the Beis Yosef. It would seem the Beis Yosef argues. So Rav Maisha suggests to answer that's not a kasha b'chlal. By Shar Noshim, Shar Arayis, the Rabbanan did Nasa, Negiyah Shein Shalchiva. But by Ishtay Nida, there is Issa the Rabbanan. By Ishtay Nida, there's Issa of any type of Negiyah, even Ein Shalchiva. So for Keret, it's very good. The Beis Yosef says, Ishtai, you're not allowed to be Mamashish Medefek, unless it's Akana. Why does he say, any woman? For Keret, by Ishtai, it's Mochamer. And that's why the Beis Yosef fasts even the Gia Sheina Shalchiba. And the Shach apparently didn't hold of this Chilek, whatever the explanation is. And Amemela comes out that even the Beis Yosef agrees with our Yisayid this evening. Our Yisayid is, the Gia Sheina Shalchiba is not even an Issa Drabon. It's interesting, Ramesha writes, so what about going on the subway with your wife, which is a Nida? You'll come into contact. So he says, like the Beis Yosef, it's a problem. This whole heter doesn't apply like the Beis Yosef. It's interesting. There's no problem, all the shiksas in the subway is no problem. But to go to your wife, so that, he says, according to Beis Yosef, it should be Aser, according to Shach, it should be Mutter. Shach held there's no difference. He's, what's the chilek? Ramesha writes what you're saying. He says, "Ulai by a davar shein miskaven, you're not like you're saying. You're not intentionally doing it. It could be the Beis Yosef would be masking." And he says, "Anyway, the ik is like the shach." So he says, "Bemokim tsayrich that you could be mekel. Sometimes you get a ride home from a wedding, and there it's crowded. You have you're close together in the seat in the car." So he says that since the ik is like the shach, which is even by Ishtay presumably, but the Beis Yosef could be a davar shein miskaven is mortar. So Ramesha says that that a person could be mekel in such a case. So this is what? It's not what? So I want to talk about that in a second, about extending a hand, because that's you'll see the second way that comes up. But I just want to mention there is a shita, the Beis Shmuel in Evan Ezra Simen Chaf, who holds Negia Sheina Shalchiba is an Issad Rabbana. So Negia Sheina Shalchiba is Issad Rabbana. How he answers the Tanam and Amirayim is not so clear. It could be like Taisus, the Daniel of Keshura. I'm not sure. But there is at least one of the Gedalei HaPaiskim who disagrees. But Ramesha brings that the Nadi B'Yehuda Netshuva and Yerushin Eibshitz in the Crazy of Placey and Kuf Tzadik Hei, I think the Teres HaShlomim also, the Rav Paiskim Paskin like the Shach, that Negiya Sheina Shalchiba is even Mutl Chatchila. Ramesha says that's where doctors, dentists, all in practice, that's where they have a head. The Beis Shmuel was not a Chassidish because he preceded Chassidus, as did most of the Gedalei Yalom. So the Chassidim say they all would have been Chassidim. They weren't Zaycha. But the Beis Shmuel is one of the Mefarshei Shulchan Aruch. So, you know. So, all right? I always tell people the Shulchan Aruch, you take a Shulchan Aruch, the middle is the 1500s, the Mechaber and the Ramah. The first circle around them is the 1600s, the Shach, the Taz, the Beishmul, the Sma. The next circle is the 1700s, Riki Vega and the Gra, Baragayla, all those around, like you remember, 1500s, 1600s, 1700s. And the Rishon was in the 1600s, and the Baal Shem Tov didn't come around till the 1700s, right? In the time of the Gra.
Does age make a difference? Like a 90-year-old aunt or something?
No, it's interesting. It doesn't make any difference at all. No. Now, there's a question. So the first question is, what's the din of the Negiah Shein HaShachiba? This is the din of the Negiah Shein HaShachiba, that the Shach holds its mutter, the Shach learns the Beis Yosef holds its aser, but we have a teretz for the Beis Yosef, and a mela. No, so talking about the handshake. The question is, why does it mean Chiba? What does Chiba mean? Does Chiba mean romantic chiba? Does chiba mean friendship? What's included in chiba? A handshake is certainly an expression of friendship, more so than bumping into people on the trains. But today, in professional circles, there's no romantic inclination because of, hopefully, because of a handshake. So the question is, what exactly it means. Now, I remember once, what? How I behave.
No.
I don't have any problem. No one tries to shake my hand.
No, you mean how, let's say I come to meetings in the latest
I'll tell you. I'll tell you exactly. I'd like to read to you a very interesting, and I'll explain it. I remember a poem once. He had been in Chicago for Chinuch Atzmai, I think, and he was with Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, and he said that Rav Aaron told him a big chiddush, that an adopted child should be allowed to kiss his mother, because that's not derech chibuk and nishuk. If you learn chibuk and nishuk is romantic, so a mother-child relationship, it's not. That's not what it is. It's not. It's a different type of kiss. So I want to see if that raya is a raya. That's what I want to see. If that raya is a raya. First, I want to read to you something a little dramatic, and then I'll tell you. In the Tshuvas van Hoggis or Shtarmbo Chelik Dalid, Simon Shin, he brings a meisen, Nidrashti Mebachi Yereshamayim. He said, a bacher, Yereshamayim, a little boy came, Noida loy rak akshav, she'imay mesa bialdusay. He just found out that his mother died when he was a baby. Vaviv ischatein im isha shnia, shegid loisek ben mamish. He's been growing up, he thought this is his natural mother. They just revealed to him that this is his stepmother, that his mother died when he was a baby. Now that he found out, he doesn't want to kiss his stepmother. He's not his mother. Says, how can you behave that way? He wants to chase the son out of the house. So he says that Sha'alti Lamar Nachazainish, Vaheshiv Shain Lahati Rafil Ninsinas Yad, Mimnesha Derechibahi, Vyaharag Valyavar. So the Chazainish Paskin, that even shaking the hand is Derechiba, and it's Yaharag Valyavar. That's what he says. The Stifler writes also one of his letters that shaking hands is Yaharag Valyavar. I guess in the Chazainish. Vesipali Hashayel, Sha'aka Cholach Lishol Gamas Again Ramosha Feinstein, Zitzal, Vaheshiv. He said that it's mutter. He showed him the Rambam. In the Tshuva, Ramosha mentions the Rambam. The Rambam says it's a chiba kanishik, it's only us a derechiba. It sounds like they seem to be arguing in the definition of derechiba. If derechiba is a romantic, then there's no romantic chiba to the person you thought is your mother. And if it's friendship, or love, but not a romantic type of love, then it's different. It seems to be that that's what they're arguing about. That's interesting. In the Igros Maisha, Ramesh, I believe, has four tshuvas about shaking hands. And he doesn't quite write Yaharag Valyavar, but he asers shaking hands. He says not to shake a woman's hand. But in the fourth tshuva, which is, I think, in Evan has a Dalid, the tshuva says that they told him that Rav Breuer said that it's mutter. And he writes, Rav Breuer probably holds, it's not called derechiba. that shaking hands is not called derechiba, and the giyashem b'derechiba is mutter. So our question is, what is derechiba? So let's look at the Gemara. In our Gemara, Ula kissed his sister. And from there, that's the makar of the shach. Then the makar of the Megillah says that the makar is this Gemara. He kissed his sister. Presumably he loved his sister. So it seems from this Gemara to be a raya that lahakel, that a negia, as long as it's not a romantic type of negia, is mutter. The problem is Tosis. Tosis, who pliga di day adi day, says, Mashahia mekel la'atzmai, this which Ula was mekel, hainu mishum de damina leki kishura kedamina biksubis. Gemara Ksubis, not a mitzvah to be mefarasim, the Gemara Ksubis talks about one of the Amiroim at a wedding who had the kala on his shoulders and danced with the kala, whatever that means exactly, not recommended. And they said, oh, so what did Tommy say? I'm going to do that too. So he said, "In damya Allah kishura, if she's like a piece of wood to you, like she is to me, then it's mut." So Taisus says, Ula did it, it was damya like kishura. Why doesn't Taisus say it was a sister or a daughter? That it's a different level of chiba, it's not a chibas dia. So I don't know the answer. Taisus seems to hold that any chiba is asur, even a chiba of a relationship. And that's not the Pashas HaGemara. But the Shach uses a lashon chibas bia. He says it's only, he says chibas bia v'loy chibas korva. The Shach in Kufnun Zayin Sif Kod Yud, which is the whole makar of the Heter, says that chibas bia is aser and chibas korva is mutter. Korva like kriven. So it seems, at least in the Shach, and that the issue is an issue of chibas bia, chiba which shows some type of personal relationship. So bottom line, there are differences of opinion on the matter. People go on, and I know that in the professional world it's already Oiske Paskin, but Ramosha apparently holds that that's a chiba, that's a personal relationship chiba. You know, you can stretch it, you can say today giving a kiss, a peck on the cheek is also not today, they do that also. But at a certain point it's just, it becomes too much.
Would it make a difference if she extends to him and then she'd be insulted?
I'll tell you where it makes a difference. Lamaisa, this Dechaluk Edeus. A person who's Mekel B'Shas Hadchak, a person goes for an interview, he wants to get a job. Let's say he's Mekel B'Shas Hadchak. He's Mekel when he gets his interview. He's Mekel when it's embarrassing for the other person. That's one thing. But to come from there to be Mekel every time just because you're Mekel B'Shas Hadchak, it seems to be excessive. I think in my little experience is it depends. You know, if you express yourself confidently, that people understand. If you express yourself meekly, then you come across looking a little foolish. I don't know, I have a line. Whenever somebody extends a hand, I say, I have a deal with my wife. I don't touch any women. She doesn't touch any men. And if the other person could laugh a little, so usually it goes across well, unless they have a pre-bias against from a yid, in which case nothing helps. So I'm not telling you how to paskin. I'm telling you that I know what the paskin out there. What's interesting is it seems to be the Pashtus HaGemara is that Chibas Korva is Mutter. From Tosis it seems not that way. The Lashon of the Shach, for those who are Mekel, the Lashon of the Shach is that way. Chibas Bia is Aser, Chibas Korva is Mutter. That's Lashon of Shach. And it seems at least for those who are Mekel that they have a want to be Mekel, and I don't know. Even though the Stakla says Yehari Val Yavar. Okay, I've been Shach.